Nobody improved their team more, I felt, over the draft weekend than the Buffalo Sabres. To discuss it, Mike Harrington joins us from the Buffalo News. Mike, how are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, it was a wild weekend in Florida, no question about it.
But you went in knowing you were going to take Jack Eichel number two, just like Edmonton was going to take Connor McDavid number one. But, you know, the fireworks started, the Robin Leonard trade, and then the Ryan O'Reilly and McGinn trade. Which move do you think was the best move for the Sabres?
Well, it's an interesting question because the most necessary move was the goaltender. We knew they were going to end up with Robin Leonard or Eddie Lack or Cam Talbot. They gave up an awful lot, you know, for Leonard, a guy with concussion issues. But he's 23, he's got 2 years left in his deal, plus RFA control, and Tim Murray knew him and scouted him. So you could justify that first-round pick. The Ryan O'Reilly move, and again, is a move that, you know, rids Buffalo of Grigorenko, a guy who's going nowhere. Nikita Zadorov, really good-looking defenseman, but has had some issues with weight and just overall character. People here have talked about Ryan O'Reilly for a year, and I think he's a very polarizing player and a fascinating player to watch. They're going to pay him a lot of money. He doesn't produce superstar point values, but he produces in a lot of different ways, and he's really going to be the analytics crowd's test case for how much you can pay a guy to get 50 to 60 points in a season. But maybe those kind of intangibles are a big thing this team needs going forward, too, because they didn't have too many of them last year.
Well, Mike, you know, I like O'Reilly. I think Lehner's a decent prospect as well. You talk about the concussion issues. It must be a breath of fresh air, at least it was here after Shirelli's draft, to come away from that with, in any other draft, you're Jack Eichel's the guy, you know, and the players via trade. Your town's needed a boost just like this one has for some time.
They really have, but I do think the fan base here was very educated on what was going on last season, as ugly at times as it was. There was, I think, almost blind faith that GM Tim Murray would get things done. And Murray is not afraid to make a deal, and you've got to give him all full marks for that. We have to see going forward how well the deals turn out. You know, making trades is not easy, and he doesn't have any fear about doing it, but he says it's not as easy as it looks. But we still don't know how they're going to work. The biggest thing, though, is they're in the league again. They're going to improve. They certainly couldn't be any worse. But I do think legitimately they're looking at a 25 to 30 point improvement next season, which won't put them in the playoffs, but it'll put them on the cusp of getting there and getting back into respectability here. And that's something they're already looking forward to, as being part of the league again.
The Sabres and Tim Murray, we mentioned, so Eichel's coming in. We know he's going to play. Well, we assume he's going to play. He was very coy with the announcement on when he's going to tell his team if he's going NCAA or the NHL. Any insight on that? Is he going to be, I'm assuming if he comes to the, I expect him to come to the NHL, but I assume you'll know for sure at the roster.
Yeah, I'm sorry to talk over there. If he didn't, that would just be absurd. I mean, at this point, everyone knows he's turning pro. Not a question of the money. The CBA dictates pretty much how much you can pay a guy in his entry-level deal and bonuses. I just think he was being a little coy out of respect to the people at BU, out of respect for his friends back home. We know he's coming. He's going to be in the NHL. I think he wanted to just make sure the Sabres weren't going to draft him and try to stash him somewhere else. He's playing in the NHL. He'll be fine. The biggest thing the O'Reilly trade does, to me, is take some of the pressure off Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel. Tim Murray did not want those two guys to be centers number one and two. They're too young for that job. Ryan O'Reilly, Dan Byles told us on Saturday, will be the number one center here starting next season. That pushes Reinhart down to number three. Maybe Zemgus Girgensons moves to the wing. The Sabres have a lot more flexibility now and don't need their kids to be superstar talent right off the hop. That's pretty important.
You know, the other thing, and we talked about O'Reilly, you know, there's got to be more to this guy because he's not going to have superstar points. In this position, though, he will certainly be stretched and given the opportunity to see what he can produce at his top end, and maybe there's a little bit more there.
Well, I think that's what they're thinking, and he even said today in a conference call with reporters that he's never been in this position before as really a top name leadership guy, because you think about it, in Colorado, they had Nathan MacKinnon and Matt Duchene and Gabriel Landeskog. So now he comes to Buffalo. He's anointed the number one center right away. He can help out Jack Eichel in the locker room, help out Jack Eichel on the ice, Sam Reinhart. And maybe you're right. Maybe there is more offense to come from Ryan O'Reilly. Certainly, he's a tremendous two-way player. He's great in the faceoff circle. And most teams are relatively equal in faceoffs, but among the Sabres' horrible analytics last year was the fact they were so bad in faceoffs that they never had the puck, and that contributed to their bad Corsi numbers and all those other things. Ryan O'Reilly should help him in that area too. But you're right, I do go back, you know, I'm a little reticent about the whole thing. For $60 million, I can't have a guy get 53 points no matter what else he does analytics-wise. I need to see production. So I think Ryan O'Reilly is going to have to score some goals and get some points here to justify the big money that he's almost certain to get from Buffalo in a contract extension.
That was going to be my next one. I don't think the Sabres make that move not to want to lock him up long-term. And, you know, I like Ryan O'Reilly as a player. You know, he'll be the number one, and likely in 2 years he's the number two because Jack Eichel is just a better player, and Ryan O'Reilly could be your number two who maybe takes the harder assignments.
Exactly. And, you know, Ryan O'Reilly will certainly take a lot of pressure off Jack Eichel, whether it's now or in the future, off some of those top opposing centers. He said he was more than open to talk that extension. That could happen very quickly, guys. They can start talking July 1st, Thursday. You know, the numbers out of Colorado were in that 8-year, $60 million range, which, you know, I'm blanching a little about it, but the fact of the matter is the Sabres have it. They have the cap space. They have the money. You're going to have to pay somebody, and I think they're paying for hope and production. And unlike Cody Hodson, who they bought out today, you've already seen some of it from Ryan O'Reilly. It's hope, but it's hope that you've already seen some. Hodson was just overpaid far too early in his career, and I don't think the Sabres are making a similar mistake with Ryan O'Reilly. And the fact of the matter is, that's what he's demanding, and if you want to sign him long-term, you're going to have to pay him that.
You know, the interesting thing for me about O'Reilly, well, many things, but, you know, he's got 400-plus games on his resume already, and he's still a 23-year-old, 24-year-old hockey player. This is not going to be old man hockey shuffling into the dressing room to take young Jack Eichel by the hand. You know, he's not a kid anymore, but they can communicate.
And that's really one of the things Tim Murray wanted to do. He wanted to get to speed this rebuild up. You can't rebuild and win quickly with 18-year-olds, even if they're as good as Jack Eichel. You have to get 23 to 25-year-old players. He got two pretty good ones in Evander Kane and Ryan O'Reilly to make the Sabres look quite a bit different next year from the way they finished last year. And that's exactly right. Think of the number of games O'Reilly and Evander Kane have played together in the NHL before age 25. They're young players with a lot of experience. So the Sabres feel they can help out in the locker room, help out the other players on the ice with that experience, and they're still young enough to produce big numbers.
How much better do you think the Bruins can be next season? They've got a new coach now that, you know, they've got a significant amount of changes on their roster. Like, can they be a team that's competitive in February or March, or do they still have too many holes?
Well, you asked the Bruins. You have Bruins on your mind because they've been so clueless for the last 3 days. I don't know what's going on in Boston. Their moves are helping the Sabres move up in the division here. I don't know what is going on in Boston. But yes, to answer your question, the Sabres will be much more competitive next year. Dan Bylsma will help as a coach. I think a huge X factor is in goal. We don't know what we're going to see from Robin Lehner, how healthy he's going to be. Can he play 55 games? Ultimately, I think the Sabres' goal should be 82 points. They had 54 last year. 82 would get them to 500, and they can go from there. Let's not forget, they were still 40-plus points out of the playoffs last year, guys. There's a long way to go. It's a long hill to climb. But if they can get to 82 points, 500, go from there, I really think this is not a 5-year rebuild, but this is a 2- or 3-year rebuild. They really like the Tampa Bay model, and the Tampa Bay Lightning were a long ways away when they fired Guy Boucher a couple years ago. We were there the day they hired John Cooper, and lo and behold, here they were this year, 2 wins away from a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Buffalo's, like, Edmonton was 36 points out of the playoffs. I think that's too much to overcome in 1 year, but you definitely have got to make some steps in between. So the following year, you maybe only have to improve by 4 wins to make it to the postseason. Mike, it definitely makes for an interesting offseason in Buffalo. No shortage of conversations and topics for you.
Looking forward to that December 6th game, guys.
Well, Eichel McDavid. Yeah, it'll be
very
good. Appreciate your time.